Well, let's pray once again.
我们再次祷告。
Our Father, we weren't the ones that thought of the plan of salvation.
天父，不是我们想出那救恩的计划。
We weren't the ones that sought you.
不是我们先寻求你。
But you came and sought us.
是你先来寻找我们。
You gave a Savior.
你给了我们一位救主。
You're the one who invites us to come to you.
是你邀请我们到你面前来的。
We can't save ourselves.
我们不能自救。
We pray that you would save us today.
求你今天拯救我们。
Those that are burdened.
那些受压抑的。
Those that are doubting.
那些在怀疑的。
Those that are afraid.
那些惧怕的。
Those that are oppressed by the devil.
那些被撒旦捆绑的。
Come and proclaim release to the captives.
主，求你来宣告你的释放。
Recovery of sight to the blind.
好叫瞎子得以看见。
Set at liberty those who are oppressed.
那些受压抑的，叫他们得到释放。
Proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
宣告主的喜年。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Well, let's open our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们打开圣经，彼得前书第五章。
And we'll read verses 8 to 11.
我们读第八节到第十一节。务要谨守，警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐给你们，给你们愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
I want to speak to you this afternoon on verse 8.
我今天要分享的是第八节。
The Christian's adversary, the devil.
基督徒的仇敌就是魔鬼。
According to the Bible, all Christians are involved in a warfare.
根据圣经，所有的基督徒现在正在打仗。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是基督徒,
you are involved in that warfare.
你就在打仗。
Whether you want to be or not,
不管你愿不愿意,
you're in a war.
你在打仗。
Now this is not a physical warfare. 这
不是赤手空拳的拳头的战争。
It's not against flesh and blood.
不是属血气的征战。
But it is a spiritual warfare.
乃是一场属灵的灵界的征战。
And the enemies that you're fighting are unseen spiritual enemies.
你的仇敌是那看不见的，在灵界的仇敌。
And it is a life and death warfare.
这是一场生死之战。
Jesus said the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
耶稣说，那盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
In other words, Satan doesn't just want to trip you up a little bit.
换言之，撒旦不仅就是叫你稍微跌一点点而已。
He wants to destroy you.
他要把你毁掉。
It says that our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion.
这里说我们的仇敌魔鬼像那吼叫的狮子一样遍地游行啊。
Seeking someone to devour.
他在寻找可吞吃的人。
And that's why it's so important.That we understand and know the word of God.
所以我们必须要知道明白神的话语。
Because the word of God is like a sword, like the sword of the Spirit.
因为神的话语就像一把剑一样，这是圣灵的宝剑。
It says in Psalm 119 that God's word makes us wiser than our enemies.
在诗篇119篇说到，神的话使我们比我们的仇敌更有智慧。
We have invisible enemies.
我们有一位看不见的仇敌。
But the word of God makes us wiser than our enemies.
但是神的话语使我们比我们的仇敌更有智慧。
So we want to pay special attention to what the Word of God tells us about our enemies.
所以我们需要特别注意神的话语告诉我们的仇敌是怎么样为仇敌。
So today I want to talk about three names that are given to our enemy in this verse, verse 8.
我们今天要看到第八节里面三个有我们仇敌的名字是什么。
Now this is a very simple message.
这是一篇很简单扼要的信息啊。
But if you're able to grasp these truths, it will change your whole life.
但如果你能够抓到这些真理的话，你的整个生命都会改变。
It will help you for the rest of your life.
你整个余生都会受益无穷。
Three names that are given to our spiritual enemy.
这我们的属灵的仇敌，圣经给了他三个名字。
In verse 8.
第八节。
First of all, your adversary.
你的仇敌。
Your adversary, the devil.
仇敌魔鬼。
Now this is the most basic designation that is given to our enemy in all the Word of God.
在整本圣经里头，这是最基本的称呼我们的仇敌的名字，仇敌。
It's the most basic. I don't think it's the most important, but it's the most basic.
虽然不是最重要，但是是最基本的、最基要的有关我们仇敌的名字。
What is an adversary?
一个仇敌是什么呢？仇敌。
Well, it's somebody that stands against you.
就是一个反对你、抵挡你的人。
Someone that opposes you.
一个总是找你麻烦、跟你作对的人。
Now, if I were to ask you the Greek word,
如果我要问你这个希腊文啊，仇敌。
That's translated adversary.
翻译成仇敌，希腊文。
Probably no one would know that.
可能没有人会知道这个字是哪一个字。
But if I ask you the Hebrew word,
但如果问你希伯来文仇敌是哪个字呢？
Everybody here is a Hebrew scholar.
那么你们每一个人都是希伯来文的专家学者。
Because the Hebrew word is the word Satan.
因为希伯来文仇敌就是撒旦。
So every time a Jew said the word Satan,
所以一个希伯来文，一个就是犹太人一说撒旦。
He was just saying the word adversary.
撒旦就是仇敌，他在说仇敌。
It's the very same word that's used in the Old Testament for an adversary.
就在旧约里头，凡是讲到仇敌，就在讲撒旦，仇敌就是撒旦。
For example, in Numbers chapter 22 and verse 22.
譬如在民数记二十二章二十二节。
Talking about the prophet Balaam.
讲到那位假师傅巴兰。
It says that God was angry because Balaam was going.
神很生气，发怒，因为巴兰偏要去。
And the Lord took his stand in the way.
主就在路上抵挡他。
As an adversary against him.
如一位仇敌抵挡他一般。
22:22.
二十二节，因为他就是巴兰去，就神就发了怒，耶和华的使者在路上抵挡他。抵挡他。
Does it say an adversary against him?
It says opposes him.
Opposing him.
就是抵挡他。
It's the same word that's used here. Satan is the word that's used here.
这个字就是撒旦，神做仇敌，抵挡他。
How about verse 32? Same thing.
三十二节，我们看怎么说的。三十二节，耶和华的使者对他说：“你为何这三次打你的驴呢？我出来是抵挡你，因你所行的在我面前偏僻，抵挡你。”
Opposing.
抵挡你。
So, this word Satan.
所以这个字撒旦就是抵挡。
Now, it would be good if they had translated so that we could understand every time we say the word Satan, we're just saying adversary.
如果他们把这个撒旦这个字呢，就把它的意思翻出来，就是仇敌。我们每次看到撒旦就是仇敌，撒旦就是仇敌，把它意思翻出来就好了。
So when the Lord Jesus is talking to Peter, he says, "Get behind me, adversary."
主耶稣对彼得说：“退我后边去吧，仇敌，就是撒旦。”
That's the meaning of the word Satan.
那个字就是撒旦，就是抵挡的、抵挡者、
What is God telling us by giving Satan the name?Adversary.
神到底是什么意思？把他的名字叫做撒旦，就是仇敌、抵挡者。神要教我们的功课是什么呢？
Well, this is very simple.
很简单。
He is telling you that you have someone who opposes you in the Christian life.
他在告诉你，在你的基督徒生命当中有一位抵挡你的仇敌。
You have a real enemy on the outside of you who is not wanting you to be a Christian.
在你的外面有一位仇敌，一位撒旦，他在抵挡你，他不要你做基督徒。
there's more that you are fighting against than just your own sin.
你所征战的不仅仅是你自己的罪里面的罪而已。
There's more that you're fighting against than just other people.
你不仅仅跟外面的人在打仗争吵而已。
If you had no sin at all in your life,
就算你生命里头没有任何罪，里面没有罪。
Can you imagine what that would be like?
你可以想象是多好。
You have no sin at all.
你没有任何罪的玷污啊。
You would still face mighty opposition to living the Christian life.
尽管如此，你仍然会面对很大的抵挡的势力在你的基督徒生命中。
Think of the Lord Jesus.
你想想主耶稣。
He had no sin.
他没有任何罪。
And Satan opposed him more than anyone who ever lived.
撒旦抵挡耶稣胜过世上任何活过的人。
Now, we tend to forget this.
我们往往会忘掉。
We get up in the morning, we put on our shoes.
我们一早起来穿上鞋子。
And we think that all of our problems are coming from inside us or they're coming from other people.
我们以为所有的难题都是从我们里面的罪啊或者外面的人啊惹来的。
That's not the way it is.
不仅如此。
Every Christian faces mighty opposition to living the Christian life from the outside.
每个基督徒从外面面对很大的抵挡的势力来拦阻他好好信主。
You know the Lord Jesus was out in the desert.
你知道主耶稣在旷野里。
He says the tempter came to him.
说那一位试探者来了。
He came to him.
来到耶稣面前。
And he suggests things to his mind.
他在他意念里头放下一些挑拨的利剑。
That's what he does to you.
他也对你这样子。
You have an enemy on the outside.
你在外面有位仇敌。
He doesn't want you to be victorious as a Christian.
他不愿意做一位得胜的基督徒。
He doesn't want you to live the Christian life.
他不要你好好信主。
He doesn't want you to believe God.
他不要你好好信耶稣。
He doesn't want you to have joy.
他不要你有喜乐。
He wants to defeat you.
他要打败你。
He wants to destroy you.
他要毁掉你。
He hates you.
他恨你。
You have an enemy from the outside.
你在外面有一位仇敌撒旦。抵挡者。
You remember when Peter denied the Lord?
记得彼得否认主三次。
It was a very scary situation.
那是一个很叫人害怕的情况。
He's in the garden, it's dark.
他在克西马尼园里头呢，非常
黑暗。And a big crowd of people come at night.
三更半夜，好多人来抓他。
And they have torches, they have clubs.
手里拿着火把，拿着棒棍棒。
You'd say that's enough. That's a good enough explanation why Peter would fail.
我们可以解释啊，这些外面的环境叫彼得跌倒否认主啊。
The Lord Jesus said, "No, there's something more happening."
主耶稣说，不仅如此，还有一个人。
Simon, Simon.
西门，西门。
Satan has desired to have you.
撒旦想要得着你。
That he might sift you like wheat.
好塞你们像塞麦子。
What was really happening there in the garden?
在克西马尼园所发生什么事呢？
Satan had decided that he wanted to take out the foremost apostle.
撒旦就是我们的仇敌，他决定要把门徒当中的最被神重用的给拿掉。
He said, Peter's that one that's always talking all the time.
彼得就那个大嘴巴，总是开口的。
Everybody's looking at him.
大家都在看他。
He said he'll never deny you.
他说他永远不会否认主。
I'm going to destroy him.
我要把他给毁掉。
And the Lord Jesus said, I've prayed for you that your faith would not fail.
主耶稣说，彼得，我为你祷告，好叫你的信心不致跌倒。
But you see, there's something more happening than just having a mob of people coming in the dark.
你看看，不仅仅是在三更半夜，这些人一大堆人来捉拿他，这个恐怖而已。
You have a spiritual adversary.
你还有一个属灵的看不见的仇敌，撒旦。
You have someone opposing you.
你有一位在抵挡你的。
And he doesn't want you to believe God.
他不要你信神。
Now,We see this all down through church history.
我们在教会历史上看到这样的事实。
Many new Christians,
很多新信徒，初信徒。
As soon as they become a Christian,
他们一信主。
They start having thoughts fill their mind.
他们头脑里头就很多乱七八糟的思想。
Evil words.
那些不好的话语。
Blasphemous thoughts about God.
甚至亵渎神的意念。
Evil thoughts about God.
邪恶的意念有关神的。
Where's this coming from?
这些乱七八糟的思想从哪儿来的？
Maybe they never thought those things before their whole life.
他们一辈子从来没有想过这些思想，可能。
Why is it happening now?
为什么突然之间那么多乱七八糟意念都来了呢？劈头盖脑。
Because we have an adversary.
因为我们有个仇敌撒旦。
That's true of new Christians.
不仅是对初信主的。
But it's also true of mature believers.
对老信徒老练的也是如此啊。
Many times, mature Christians are attacked in ways that they don't realize at first are satanic.
往往老练基督徒被攻击，他们一时没有意识过来，是从那个撒旦来的意念。
J.L. Fraser was a missionary to China.
有一个中国的传道士。
And when he first got there,
当他初到中国，
he felt all the time that he was walking around under a cloud.
他总是觉得在乌云的下面，哎呀，
Have you ever felt
好沉重。你有没有那种感觉啊？觉得，哎呀，好重的担子。
Like this dark cloud pressing down on you.
好像乌云扑顶啊，哇，
and、
盖在他身上哇。
He thought maybe it's the food. The food is different.
他也许觉得 Chinese food 中国食物不好有问题。
Or maybe it's because of the weather. It's been raining a lot.
也许是中国的气候下雨太多，阴森森的啊。
Finally, he began to realize, no, it's a spiritual battle.
突然他觉悟过来，哦，这是属灵的。
And he went out into the countryside by himself.
他就跑到农村宽阔的地方。
And he began to pray and quote scripture.
他就大声祷告，他就引用经文。
And the clouds began to lift.
慢慢的烟消云散。
And the sun began to shine again.
日头再次照耀。
He had an enemy who did not want him to succeed.
有一位仇敌要抵挡他，不要他成功，不要他兴旺。
I know about all these different British and American missionaries.
我知道很多英国的，还有美国的传教士。
I'm sure you could give many examples of Chinese missionaries.
我想你也可以给很多有关中国传道人的经历。
But Hudson Taylor was a missionary to China.
戴德森是一位中国传道的宣教士。
And he was a man who had walked with God for years.
他是多年与神同行的属神的人。
I was amazed when I was reading his biography.
当我读他的自传和他的传记的时候，我大吃一惊啊。
After he had been a victorious Christian for many years,
他信主信得这么老练，这么得胜，多年以后，
he said that he was having to fight thoughts of suicide.
他说他竟然要抵挡一些自杀的意念。
Where's that coming from?
自杀意念从哪来的？
From the adversary.
是从那仇敌撒旦来的。
Duncan Campbell.
另外一位传道人。
He was a man that was used in revival in Scotland.
这是一位在爱尔兰被神重用的，在大复兴重用的仆人。
Thousands of people were saved. Bob was talking about that in the last message.
上一篇信息 ，Bob 也讲到，成千上万的人因他重生悔改得救。
Duncan Campbell himself.
这个传道人呢 ，Duncan Campbell.
For a period of 3 months during the revival.
在那个大复兴当中三个月之久啊。
Great darkness came over his soul.
在他的灵魂里头有一个很大的黑暗笼罩。
And all he could do was weep all day long.
他从早到晚只能够哭泣。
And the only time that it would leave is when he got into the pulpit to preach.
唯有当他站在讲台上讲道的时候，那个黑暗才会。
We have an adversary.
我们有个仇敌撒旦。
Now, there are many more examples that I could give you.
我还可以给你许多的例子啊。
But when you realize the great work that these men did,
当你认识到这些人所成就的大事，
you realize why Satan opposed them so much.
你就明白为什么撒旦要如此的抵挡他们。
And he will oppose you.
他也会抵挡你。
To try to keep you from living the Christian life.
让你的基督徒的生命受拦阻。
So, that's the first name from verse 8.
这是第一个名字，仇敌，就撒旦，从第八节啊。
Adversary. Very simple, very basic.
非常的简单，也非常的基本的，仇敌撒旦。
Very easy to forget.
也很容易忘掉。
We start blaming, you know, they did this and they said that.
我们就开始怪人了，他说这个，他做那个，都是人了。
Start blaming other people.
怪这个，怪那个。
Many times it's your adversary.
其实是你的仇敌撒旦。
All right, what's the second name?
第二个名字是什么？
Your adversary, the devil.
你的仇敌魔鬼。
The devil.
魔鬼。
Does it have a meaning in Chinese?
魔鬼 somebody very evil.
Evil, okay.
Evil person.
In English, we have the word devil.
在英文我们有这个字魔鬼。
It doesn't mean anything.
没有什么任何意义。
We think of a little man with a red man with horns and a tail.
英文呢，魔鬼就是一个小精灵，然后是红色的，然后有红尾巴，两个角。
But this word is a Greek word that has a meaning.
但这个字魔鬼是希腊文，有它的原意本意的。
Does anybody know what devil means in Greek?
你知道魔鬼在希腊文的本意原意是什么吗？
Anyone have any idea?
有没有人要试试看？知道吗？
Sometimes people will say, well, it means accuser.
有人会说，魔鬼就是控告者。
And that's close.
那很相近了，够近了啊。
But it's more than that.
但比控告者更近一步。
It means slanderer.
它真实的意思是毁谤者。
Now this is something I want you to remember the rest of your life.
我要你一辈子都记得这一点。
So if I come back here again,
如果我再回来的话，
I'm going to ask you.
我要考你。
What does devil mean?
魔鬼什么意思啊？
Slanderer.
就是毁谤者的意思。
And it's the same Greek word that was used for slanderer in other situations.
就是同一个字。毁谤，在其他的情况下，毁谤者就是毁谤的意思。
For example, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 11.
譬如在提摩太前书第三章十一节。
It's talking about the older women.
讲到年长的妇女。
And it says they're not supposed to be devils.
说他们不要做魔鬼。
Slanderers.
就是不要说谗言呐。
Where's the verse? Do we have it up here, or you want to read it to me?
我读给大家听。提摩太前书第三章第十一节是这么说的：女执事就做女人的，女人也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，不说谗言。
What's that mean?
Don't gossip.
Okay, gossip. Well,
不要说坏话。
It's more than just gossip.
不仅仅就是在背后说三道四而已。
Some translations say malicious gossip.
有一些翻译是说恶毒的谗言，就说坏话，恶毒的谗言。
So, it has the idea of evil in it.
里头有一些就是恶毒的，就是
You're slandering someone.
你在毁谤别人的名誉。
You're saying things about them that aren't true.
你说的不是百分之百对的，真的。
In order to hurt them.
你说造一些谣来伤害他的名声。
Now, think of this.
你想啊。
Every time you see the word devil,
你每看到魔鬼这个字的时候，每看到
it's the word slanderer.
魔鬼就是毁谤者。
How we could wish that they had translated the word.
如果他们把魔鬼这字啊，把它意思翻出来，就是毁谤者就好了。
Because every time you hear the word devil, God's telling you he's a slanderer.
每次你听到魔鬼，神就会告诉你毁谤者，他在毁谤呢，在说坏话呢，在说谗言呢。
So think about this.
你想一想。
It's talking about Jesus.
这讲的是主耶稣啊。
The slanderer came to tempt him.
那毁谤者来试探他。
So what's he going to be doing?
所以他要干什么？这毁谤者要干什么？
He's going to be slandering.
他要说坏话了，要说谗言，要毁谤了，要造谣了。
All right.
好。
Now how does he slander?
他怎么毁谤呢？
Well, first of all, he slanders God to man.
首先，他在人面前说神的坏话，毁谤神。
He tells you things about God that are a lie.
他告诉你有关神的事情是谎言，是造谣的，造神的谣。
Now let's look at this in Genesis chapter 3.
我们看创世纪第三章。耶和华所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Is that verse 1?
Verse 1, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, 我们听到这。
What's he say?
那蛇在说什么？
What kind of God is your God?
哎，你信的神是什么样的神？
Did God say you can't eat of all these trees?
神启示真说你不能够吃所有树上的果子吗？
What kind of God is it?
那这什么样的神哦？
Keep reading.
继续读第二节，女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。Verse 4. Okay.
Verse 4.
蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道，你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。Okay.
You see what he's saying?
你看他在说什么？
God is a liar.
他在说神在撒谎。
You can't trust his word.
你不能相信神的话。
He doesn't have what's best for you.
他心怀不轨，存心不良。
If you follow God,
如果你跟随神呐，
you will miss out on life.
哎呀，你就会在生命中失去许多的享乐。
If you would disobey God,
如果你不听神的话。
You could have something good.
哎，你不听他话，你就可以享受人生啦。
God is a liar.
这神在骗你的。
You can't trust him.
你不能够信任他。
You need to become a neutral observer.
你需要站在中立的立场自己做决定。
So you can decide right now.
所以你能够自己决定什么是是，什么是非，什么是对，什么是错。
What's he doing?
他在干什么？撒旦在干嘛？
He's slandering God to man.
他在人面前。造谣毁谤神，说神坏话。
He's telling you things about God that are a lie.
他在造谣，他在说神的，撒神的谎。
Now he does that all the time.
他总是这样做。
He's doing that today.
他今天正在这样做。
He does it when you get up in the morning.
你一早起来，他就在造毁谤神，攻击神。
He does it when somebody hits your car and you get in an accident.
当你人家不小心撞到你的车，他又毁谤。
He does it when you have a headache.
当你头痛的时候，他又在毁谤神了。
He does it all the time.
他总是在时时刻刻在毁谤神。
Here's a person that's thinking about becoming a Christian.
好，这里有个人，他准备想要信主了。
What does Satan say to them?
魔鬼撒旦会对他怎么说？
Don't do that.
别信神呐。
You want to live.
你要生，你要活下去啊。
Don't follow Christ.
不要跟随耶稣基督。
That would be terrible.
你跟随他你就完了。
Is that true? That's what he says.
这是撒旦说的。
He slanders God to man.
他在造神的谣，在人面前造神谣，说神坏话，毁谤神。
What about God's laws?
那么神的话语，神的律法呢？
Satan will tell you those laws are death.
撒旦会告诉你神的律法叫你死的。
God gave you those laws so you couldn't have fun.
神给你那些律法，好叫你受约束，生活着都没意思了。
Think about the out on the highway, the yellow lines that keep you from passing when you're going up a hill.
你想在高速公路上，中间有那个黄线不让你能够超越别人。
That's what God's laws are like.
哎，神的律法就像那些黄线一样，不准跨越的。
Here's a double line going up the hill.
这里是死线，黄线，上山。
I can't pass.
我不准超越。
I hate that yellow line.
我恨死那些黄线了。
That's keeping me from having fun.
让我的生命都有趣的受限制了。
And the devil says, "Go ahead and pass."
撒旦说。跨越他吧。
God gave you that law to keep you from having life.
神啊，把那些律法放在你面前，好叫你不能够享受人生。
No, God gave you that law so you wouldn't die.
不，神给你那些律法，好叫你不至于撞车死掉。
You see, he slanders God to you.
你看到没有？他在你面前造谣，毁谤神。
Here's a young Christian.
好，这里有一个初信主的基督
徒。A lot of you are young Christians.
你们当中很多都是初信的。
And you're single.
你还没结婚。
And you want to be married.
你希望有一天能够成家。
So you're praying.
所以你在祷告。
Say, Lord.
主啊。
I want you to choose who my husband is going to be.
替我拣选我将来的丈夫吧。
And the devil comes and tells you.
魔鬼在你耳边就窃窃私语了。
Don't do that.
你千万不要这样。
God will give you the ugliest husband in the world.
神会给你一个最丑陋的男人呐。
He slanders God to you.
他在你面前造谣毁谤神。
Here's people that are seeking to do God's will.
这些人在寻求神的旨意。
I want to know God's will for my life.
我要明白神的旨意在我生命中，他要我做什么。
And the picture that the devil will put in your mind.
撒旦给你心里头一个印象。
He'll give you the idea that God is like an angry father.
他让你想到神是一个很怒气冲冲的爸爸。
And you come to him and you say, I want to know your will, I want to do your will.
你来到他面前，主啊，我愿意行你的旨意，照你的意思行，顺服你。
And he says, I've hidden it, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
我已经隐藏我的旨意，我就不让你知道。
That's the idea that he'll put in your mind about God.
他让你以为神是这样一位神。
Now, I could go on and on.
我可以继续不断给你很多例子。
He does this all the time.
他总是这样子欺骗。
There was a preacher in Chicago named A.W. Tozer.
在芝加哥从前有一个传道人叫做陶树。
He was talking to the people one day and he said, I have given my little daughter to God.
有一天他跟老百姓讲到，他说，我把我的女儿奉献给主了。
Whatever he wants for her life.
主要我的女儿干什么？
A woman came up to him after the meeting.
我都愿意，但是有个姊妹来聚会之后跟他讲。
She said, aren't you afraid to do that?
你把女儿奉献给主，你不怕吗？
You see what's happening?
你看他在干什么？
Satan tries to convince us that we have an evil father.
撒旦想要我们以为我们有一位很邪恶的爸爸。
And we can't trust him to give us something good.
我们不能够信赖他给我们好东西。
The Lord Jesus talked about this, didn't he?
主耶稣讲到这个事没有吗？
In Luke chapter 11.
在路加福音的十一章记得。
Do you remember he's talking about, he says, which of you fathers,
他说你们当中谁做父亲的？
If your son shall ask you for a fish,
如果你的儿女向你要鱼，
will he give him a snake?
会不会给他蛇？会不会？
Or he says, here comes your little son.
你的小儿子来啦。
And he said,Can I have some bread?
他说我要吃面包。
And you say here, and you say close your eyes.
你说把眼睛闭上，乖儿子。
And you give him a big rock.
那给他块大石头，会不会？
Or he asked for an egg.
或者他说爸爸我要吃蛋。
Daddy, can I have an egg?
爸爸可以吃个蛋吗？
Sure, I'll give you.
当然可以，我给你蛋呐。
Close your eyes.
眼睛闭上。
And he puts a scorpion in your hand.
然后拿个蝎子放在你手里，会不会啊？咬你一口。
Now, why would Jesus say that?
为什么耶稣会用这个例子呢？
Because he knows that Satan, the devil, the slanderer, will say that to you.
因为他知道撒旦魔鬼那位毁谤者，他就会说这样的话，挑拨离间，造谣毁谤神。
He slanders God to man.
他在人面前毁谤神，造神的谣，说神坏话。
So many examples I could give you from Scripture.
从圣经里头给你许多的例子。
Remember, they're about ready to enter the promised land.
你记得吗？他们正准备要进到应许之地。
And the spies came back.
那些探子回来了。
They said that's an evil land.
他们说，哎呦，这个土地不好啊。
If you go in there, you'll be destroyed.
如果你进去啊，你会被毁掉。
If you follow God, your children will be destroyed.
如果你跟随神，你的儿女都会毁掉，都会完蛋的。
And Caleb and Joshua had a different spirit.
但是加勒和约书亚另有一番心智。
They said that's a good land.
他们说那是一块美好的地图，神赐给我们。
We're well able to take it.
我们能够打下来。
But the slanderer says the opposite.
但是呢，毁谤者说的是相反的话。
All right. He slanders God to man.
好，他不仅仅在人面前说神坏话。
What else does he do?
他还做什么？
He slanders man to God.
他也在神面前毁谤人，说人的坏话。
It says in Revelation 12:10.
在启示录第十二章第十节。
It says the accuser of our brethren has been cast down.
那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
He accuses them before God all the time.
他昼夜时时刻刻在神面前告状，告我们的状，说我们坏话。
Now accusing is not as bad as slandering.
控告啊，比毁谤好一点，好一点。
He also slanders us to God.
他不但是控告，他更毁谤，说我们坏话，无中生有。
Can you think of any time where in the Bible where you see Satan slandering man to God?
你可不可以在圣经里头举些例子啊？
Telling lies.
撒旦魔鬼在神面前说人的坏话，在神面前告我们的状啊。
Telling lies about man to God.
说我们的谎话，无中生有，诬告我们，有没有圣经的例子？
Well, you see it.
毁谤我们。
You see it in the book of Job.
在约伯记。
Let's turn to that.
我们看看约伯记。
Or look at that. Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Verses 8 to 11.
八节到十一节。耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。撒旦回答耶和华说，约伯敬畏神，岂是无辜的呢？你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
You see what he's doing?
你看撒旦在干什么？
He's slandering man to God.
他在神面前毁谤人，说人坏话。
He says the only reason that Job serves you.
你知道为什么约伯要侍奉你啊？
Is because you're blessing him.
因为你在祝福他嘛。
That was a slander.
这是谎言控告，毁谤。
Chapter 2.
还有第二章。
In verses 3 to 6.
三到六节。耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。撒旦回答耶和华说，人以皮代皮，情愿舍去一切所有的保全性命，你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。
You see what's happening here?
你看这里发生什么事儿吗？
Notice what God says in verse 3.
请注意神在第三节说什么。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
第二章第三节。
He's bragging about Job.
神以约伯为荣啊。
He said he still holds fast his integrity.
你看到没有，他仍然持守他的纯正。
Although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause.
虽然你挑拨离间，你叫我无缘无故的毁掉他，他仍然持守。你看没有，多好。
Now, why would God listen to the devil?
你看，为什么神会听撒旦的挑拨呢？
He knew that what Satan was saying was not true.
他知道撒旦说的都是谎言啊，是诬告啊。
He was slandering Job to God.
他是在神面前毁谤约伯。
He says Job just serves you for what he can get out of you.
他说约伯侍奉你是为了得到自己的好处，为了得益处。
But God listened to him.
那神竟然听撒旦的话。
Why?
为什么？
In order to get great glory out of Job's life.
为了要从约伯身上得到荣耀。
And in order to bless and change Job himself.
为了要祝福约伯，而且改变约伯，使他更好。
Many times when God allows Satan to attack you.
哦，往往神，如果神允许撒旦来攻击你，抵挡你的话。
He's doing it for those two reasons.
是为了这两个缘故。
He wants to change you and bless you.
第一，他要改变你，要祝福你。
And he also wants to get great glory out of your life as you prove Satan to be wrong.
而且第二件事情，当你证明撒旦是撒谎的时候，骗人的时候，他就得到更大的荣耀，神得荣耀。
And he brags about you.
所以他以你为荣。
He says, look at him.
你看看我的仆人。
He's still walking with me.
他仍然与我同行。
What you said was a lie.
你说的是谎言，撒旦。
And God's glorified in that person's life.
所以神就在他生命中得到荣耀啊。
Think about this.
你想想。
When you're going through a trial.
当你经历一些患难苦考验的时候。
God wants to be able to brag about you.
神愿意以你为荣。
And he wants to bless you.
他要祝福你。
And that's what he did in Job's life.
他就在约伯身上所做的就是这个。
Job.
你看最后约伯的结局。
Okay, he slanders God to man.
好，他在人面前说神坏话。第一
，He slanders man to God.
他也在神面前说人坏话。
He's a slanderer, isn't he?
他是一个毁谤者，对不对
？Now, what does the word devil mean?
记得，魔鬼什么意思
？Slanderer,
毁谤者。
But he slanders man to man.
不仅如此啊，他更在人与人之间彼此毁谤。
He slanders us to each other.
我们叫我们彼此说坏话，挑拨离间。
What a tactic this is!
哇，真是高明的伎俩。
If you were facing an enemy,
哦，如果你面对一个敌人啊
，maybe millions of people,
也许成千上万的人
，soldiers,
当兵的军队。
What could give you more happiness?
你能够得到。还有更大的喜乐吗
？Than to make half of the enemy fight the other half of the enemy.
如果你能够叫这个成千上万的你的敌人彼此打起来，你就没有更大的喜乐了。
You remember that's what happened with Gideon.
你记得吗？基甸就是。
He had 300 soldiers.
他只有300个士兵。
And he was going against 135,000.
他面对135,000个大兵敌人。
Now, how do 300 people defeat 135,000 people?
300个人怎么面对135,000人？怎么打得过呢？300。
It's very easy.
很容易。
You get 67,500 fighting the other 67,500.
你让这个一半，他们的一半，一大半跟一大半干起来，你就赢了。
Remember, that's how God did it.
神就是这么做的。
They went in the night.
他们三更半夜去。
They had torches inside of their of the jar,
他们每个人的瓶子里头都有一个
trumpets,
都有火炬，然后都有一个喇叭。
And all at the same time, they broke the jar.
同时，他们把瓶子啪打破了。
And they blew the trumpets.
同时就吹号。
And the enemy woke up.
敌人突然惊醒。
And they look around.
他们四周围一看。
They say, if there are 300 people blowing the trumpet,
那如果有300个人在吹号。
There must be at least a million men in this army.
肯定是有成千上万，有一百万的大军来围攻我们。
And they got up and started fighting.
他们就站起来，彼此相争。
And they were fighting each other.
他们自己自相残杀。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
？A house divided against itself cannot stand.
一家人彼此相争就站不住了。
What's the Bible say in Proverbs about a slanderer?
在箴言里头，圣经怎么说那个毁谤者呢
？A slanderer separates intimate friends.
那个说闲话的人使亲密的朋友都分离。
So what he comes to a church just like this.
当撒旦来到一个像我们这样的教会啊
，and he puts things in your mind about another sister or another brother.
他就在你的心里头放一些意念，那个人怎么样，这个人怎么样。
I'm talking to you about something very real.
哎，我现在讲的是很切乎实际的问题啊
，this is real.
这很实在的。
I've been a pastor for a long time.
我做牧师做了很多年，三四十年。
I have seen.Misunderstandings and divisions.
我看到多少的误会，多少的纷争。
That were impossible to explain except by the power that was supernatural.
除了这个超自然的一个外面的原因，我无法解释这些纷争跟这些麻烦。
One person says, "Well, you said such and such."
一个人说，你说什么什么什么。
Well, I thought that you meant such and such.
我以为你是这个意思。
And back and forth.
这个来来去去，哎呀，讲不懂，讲不通，彼此的毁谤。
You come into the meeting.
你来到一个聚会。
You look over. You say, "Look at her."
你看那个人，嗯。
She didn't even say hi to me.
她不跟我打招呼。
What's wrong with her?
她咋回事？不喜欢我。
You ever had that happen?
有没有那个发生呢？有没有发生在你身上？
I won't ask you to raise your hand.
不用举手啊。
He slanders us to each other.
他叫我们彼此毁谤。
Now you have to remember that 99% of it is not true.
你要知道99%都不是合乎事实的。
He's trying to put things in your mind to separate you from brothers and sisters.
他在你头脑里头种一些意念，好叫你们彼此离间，互相猜忌。
I know one godly couple.
我知道一对很敬畏神的夫妇。
The husband and wife are both Christians. They love God.
夫妇两个人都敬畏神，都非常爱主。
They're sitting at the table.
他们坐在一个桌子上。
And the toast pops up on the toaster.
那个烤面包嘣跳起来了。
And the wife thinks, look at him. He knows that toast popped up.
那个妻子看她丈夫，她明明知道那个跳起来了。
But he won't get it.
但他怎么不动手？他怎么不帮忙？
Is he trying to make me mad?
他是不是故意叫我生气呢？
Actually, he didn't know the toast popped up.
其实这个弟兄根本就不知道跳起来了。
Those are very small things.
这些是小事啊，鸡毛蒜皮。
But they become very big things.
但是变成了个大事儿，闹大。
We have to learn what's happening.
我们必须要学习。在发生的实际的事情。
As soon as any division comes between you and another brother or another sister,
不论什么事情，在你跟你的弟兄或姊妹当中有任何的隔膜、任何的误会发生的时候，
go and talk to them.
赶快当面面对他。
Usually it doesn't take very long for the wall to come down.
通常你只要一面对，马上这个中间的墙就坍掉了，没事儿。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
One time when my children were very young,
有一次呢，当我的孩子还小的时候，
one lady in the church was taking pictures of the family.
我们教会的一个姊妹呢，在给我们每家人，教会的每一家人拍照片。
And I think one of our children was sick, so we left early and went home.
那我们家的孩子有一个病了，所以我们就提早回家了。
So I got a call from her.
不久呢，她就来个电话给我。
She said there's something bothering me.
她说我心里头不舒服啊。
Did you leave the church early just to keep me from taking your picture?
你是不是故意提早离开，好叫我不能给你照相啊？
And I was able to tell her, no, that's not the reason.
我说不，我不是这个原因。
But you see how wise it was what she did?
你知道她做的一件很智慧的事情，很聪明。
She realized.
她明白了。
And she came to me.
所以她就赶快来当面。
And all that the slanderer was doing was broken down.
所以所有撒旦的毁谤，这些挑拨离间就烟消云散。
You understand?
明白吗？
All right. He slanders God to man.
他在人面前说神坏话。
He slanders man to God.
他也在神面前说人坏话。
He slanders us to each other.
他也在我们彼此面前耳后面说我们的坏话。
Do not listen to slander in the church.
千万不要听在教会里的闲言闲语。
If someone starts talking about someone else,
如果有人跟你说这个人哪个人不好的话，
you say, have you talked to them?
你说，哎，你有没有直接当面面对他？
Almost always they'll say no.
几乎他们会说，没有，没有当
面。Then you say you're talking to the wrong person.
哎，你找错人了，你应该当面找他，直接找他。
All right. He slanders us to each other.
他在我们彼此之间挑拨、毁谤、说坏话、造谣。
He slanders us to ourselves.
不但如此，他更说我们的坏话，毁谤我们。
How does that work?
这怎么毁谤我们？
Well, you're on your way to the prayer meeting.
好，你正准备去参加祷告会。
But maybe you were impatient with one of your children.
也许你对你孩子不耐烦了。
So this is what he says to you.
撒旦就对你说了。
You hypocrite.
你这个假冒伪善的人。
You got angry with your child.
你跟你孩子刚刚发脾气。
Or you got angry with your friend.
或者跟你朋友。
And now you're going to go to the prayer meeting.
现在你要去祷告会。
You hypocrite.
你这个假冒伪善的人啊。
You will never have victory in the Christian life.
你这个基督徒生命啊，永远不能得胜啦。
You need to give up.
你算了吧，放弃吧。
Give up.
算了吧。
Turn around.
回家，回家。
Don't even go to the prayer meeting.
别去参加祷告会了，假冒伪善。
You ever hear anything like that?
有没有听过这样的毁谤的话？攻击。
He slanders us to ourselves.
他也会毁谤我们。
And he tries to beat you down.
他要打倒你。
And make you feel worthless as a Christian.
让你觉得你一文不值，你这个基督徒啊，算啥？
What should we do?
我们该怎么办呢？
Believe the truth that God says in His Word.
相信经上记载的真理，他的话。
Stand on the truth of the Word of God.
站在他的话语的真理之上。
It says in Proverbs 24 verse 16.
在箴言24章第16节。
The righteous man falls seven times.
义人纵使七次跌倒。
But the Lord will lift him up.
神还会把他再扶起来。
It says in Micah 7:8.
在弥迦书第七章第八节。
Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy.
我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。
Though I fall, I will rise again.
我虽跌倒，却要起来。
Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me.
我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。
You quote scripture to him.
你向撒旦引用圣经。
He tells you, you'll never have victory over this sin.
他说你不可能得胜了，你永远在这个罪中陷下去了。
And you quote the word of God.
你用神的话来对付他，抵挡他。
Say that's a lie.
撒旦那是谎言。
Romans 6:14.
罗马第六章第十四节说。
Sin shall not have dominion over me.
罪必不做我们的主。
For I am not under the law.
我不在律法之下了，我在乃在恩典之下。撒旦退去。
All right, we're almost finished.
我们几乎要结束了。
Back to 1 Peter.
再回到彼得前书第五章。
First name, adversary.
好，第一个名字，仇敌。
You have a real, objective enemy who doesn't want you to live the Christian life.
你有一个真正存在的仇敌，他要阻挡你过基督徒的生活。
Most basic name.
这是最基本的名字，撒旦，仇敌。
Second,
第二个名字，仇敌之外。
Devil or slanderer.
魔鬼，魔鬼就是毁谤者、造谣者。
The most important name.
这是最重要的名字。
Slanders, all these directions.
这各个方向，人与人，神与人。
Everywhere you see him, he's lying.
你到处你看到他在撒谎，他在诽谤，他在诬告。他从起初就是撒谎的。
And the slanderer from the beginning.
从起初就是在毁谤人的。
Last name, roaring lion.
第三个名字最后就是吼叫的狮子。
Now what does that tell us?
好，这什么意思呢？吼叫的狮子，教导我们什么呢？
It tells us that he is fierce.
告诉我们他非常的残暴厉害。
And that he is powerful.
他非常的有能力。
Now, if we study through the Bible, we see many names given to our enemy.
如果我们圣经从头到尾看，你会看到我们的仇敌有很多的名字啊。
And those names fall into two categories.
他说的名字呢，可以归纳成为两类。
Some of the names relate more to his character or his nature.
有一些呢，是跟他的本性、跟他的本质有关的名字。
For example, he's called a serpent.
他叫做蛇。
Or father of lies.
或者说撒谎之人的父。
He deceives the whole world.
他迷惑全世界。
So those names like Satan relate to his character.
好，这些像撒旦啊，这些名字啊，都是
names like serpent, relate to
像蛇啊等等，是跟他的本质、他的本性、性格有关的这些名字。
Some names relate to his power.
还有一些名字呢，是有关他的能力的。
For example, he's called the God of this world.
他是称为那这世界的神。
If you were out in space passing by our planet,
如果你在外星，你经过这个地球，
and someone said there's billions of people on that planet,
有人告诉你，哇，这个地球上有成千上万的人呐、啊。
And there's a one God, little g, that rules over that planet.
这个是地球上有一个神呐、啊，这个神是小神呐、啊，神明，一个神明在管理。
That's a powerful little God.
这个小神明一定很厉害啊。
The Bible says Satan deceives the whole world.
圣经说这个撒旦迷惑了全世界的人。
He's like a great red dragon.
他像一个大红龙一样。
His tail takes a third of the stars of heaven.
他的尾巴把天上的三分之一的星星都卷下来。
He's very powerful.
他非常的有能力。
So his character and his power.
所以他的品格跟他的能力。
This term roaring lion speaks of both.
好，这个吼叫的狮子既讲到他的品格，也讲到他的能力。
His character.
他的品格呢
？He's bloodthirsty.
他非常的要吃血。
And he's merciless.
他无情冷酷。
His power.
他的能力呢
？Well, the lion is a king of beasts.
狮子是兽中之王啊。
What are believers?
那基督徒呢是什么呢
?Sheep.
我们是羊。
Oh, suppose we have a room full of sheep.
如果我们有个房间里头都是绵羊。
And outside there's a lion that hasn't had anything to eat for a long time.
外头有一只狮子，好久没吃饭了。
And I take one of the sheep and I go out there.
我就推一只羊，你去去尝尝尝试尝试。
He's dead.
他就完蛋。
That's what Jesus he said. I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves.
所以耶稣说，我差派你们如同羊进入狼群一般。
In this case, it's a sheep going against a lion.
在这个情况下是羊进入狮群。
What's the Lord saying to us?
主在跟我们教导，教导我们什么东西啊？
He's saying that you have to get your protection from me.
他在教导我们，我们必须从主那里得到保护。
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
神的名是坚固台。
The righteous runs into it and is safe.
义人奔入便得安稳。
Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
在要在主里的大能、大能、大力里头刚强壮胆。
His power.
他的能力。
And that's what Peter says that we're to do.
这是彼得教我们要做的。
He says, resist him steadfast in your faith.
要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
Now this is amazing.
真是叫人惊讶。
A sheep goes out to face a lion.
一只羊去面对一只狮子。
And the lion runs from him.
狮子竟然跑掉了。
Let's look at it in James chapter 4.
我们看看雅各书第四章第七节。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第七节。
Two things.
两件事。
When you're being attacked by Satan.
当你被撒旦攻击的时候，两件事。
First thing, submit yourself to God.
你们务要顺服神。
If you're fighting God in any area of your life.
如果你生活当中任何一方面在抵挡神的话。
Stop fighting it.
不要再反叛了。
Submit.
顺服。
Get low.
服下来。
Submit yourself to God.
顺服神在神面前。
Say yes, Lord.
对神说 yes, OK.
Now, then what?
然后呢？
Then you can rise up.
然后你可以站起来。
And resist the devil.
抵挡撒旦魔鬼。
Tell him that he's a liar.
告诉他你是个说谎者。
Quote the scripture.
用圣经抵挡他。
Resist him.
抵挡魔鬼。
And the lion will flee from the sheep.
然后那只大狮子就会从小绵羊面前跑掉。
Not the lion will flee from some great Christian.
狮子不会从哪什么伟大的基督徒面前逃跑，不是的，不会的。
He'll flee from you.
他会从你面前逃跑。
You.
你。你可以抵挡他。
Submit yourself to God.
只要你顺服神。
Resist the devil.
抵挡撒旦。
He'll flee from you.
他就必离开你，逃跑了。
Amen.
Amen.
Visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.